Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Two Russian strikes on Kharkiv, Ukraine's largest city, killed 8 civilians and injured at least 10. Olivia Zelino from Reuters has more.
Ukraine's national police said the attack was launched by drones, while regional officials said Russian forces used missiles and bombs. Kharkiv's mayor said residential areas were hit, including high-rise buildings and a gas station. The first strike occurred just after midnight, according to news reports, while a second took place later in the afternoon. Ukraine's military said its air defenses destroyed 28 of 32 drones and 3 of 6 missiles launched by Russia. It follows deadly strikes on Friday in the southern city of Zaporizhia. Local officials said Russia fired 2 missiles, then 40 minutes later fired another 3 as first responders and journalists were on the scene. 2 journalists covering the aftermath of the strikes were among those wounded in the city, which is near the front line in the war with Russian forces.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she expects China to address a key American complaint about its economic model. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
I think the Chinese realize how concerned we are about the implications of their industrial strategy for the United States.
The sides will create 2 economic groups dedicated to growth in domestic and global economies, as well as anti-money laundering. With the media, Yellen added, progress has been made to solve the concerns of the U.S. over the trade between China and Russia.
China has emphasized that it is their policy not to provide Russia with military support, that neither of us want this to be an issue in our bilateral relations.